I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
You're listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net.
Can you figure out what theme song this is?
Bad News Barrett.
Ah, you win.
Yeah.
Yes. Your voice was sorely missed on Saturday for us.
Oh, thank you.
It certainly was. It was just me and my stupid voice for 15 minutes and then an interview.
Did you end with my catchphrase, though?
I didn't. I ended with, so bye.
Oh, what the? That's boring.
Because I didn't want to steal your catchphrase.
Well, you could have, got me on just for a minute, for a second, and,
Or just called you. Well, you're in the middle of going through swampland and fighting an alligator. And
indeed. No, I was actually doing developmental stuff,
That's
checking
right.
Checking out our new talent.
Yeah, brother. Scouting
making sure people, making sure people can count.
and can convert to time zones.
Can convert to time zones. Make sure that they don't sound like they're on a CD.
It's very important. Yes.
Yeah.
Make sure they don't sound like throwback vibes, which will happen soon. Oh, man. I've heard that she is investing in a new microphone. And so
Have you told her to get the Behringer X500?
Yes, the Behringer XM8500 dynamic cardioid microphone.
Indeed. If we don't get a free stuff, the one that sounds like this.
Exactly.
Anyway, if we don't get free microphones now, I'm going to be disappointed.
Right? I memorized the name of this microphone for free stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, you're listening to the only podcast that will let you slap Monday morning and won't send you to jail for it, or at least not very long. It's the People's Podcast.
What do you want to have anyway?
Exactly. Do you know Chris Jericho calls his podcast the People's Podcast?
Wait a minute.
That son of a bitch.
Copyright infringement.
And it's not like we can be mad at him about it, because he invented everything.
Well, exactly. He invented the People's Podcast.
He did.
So, have you had a word with him about this, though?
We need to have words. That is not fruit, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Not fruit at all.
What if The Rock wanted to have his own podcast? Then what?
Oh, then we could have a three-way dance.
Yeah.
And we can pin Jericho and be the new undisputed champion.
Champion. No, but see, then DDP won't want to have one, so we're kind of stuck.
That would be terrible. By the way, you realize that nobody mentioned that Chris Jericho was the first ever undisputed champion until Chris Jericho came back and mentioned it?
Exactly. Well, JBL, yeah, exactly. JBL only, then that's the only time he remembered.
It's like, oh yeah, he was the first ever undisputed champion.
But you can see, JBL's selective memory. He only remembers stuff when people are there.
Yeah. If they're not there, it doesn't matter to him.
Exactly. Like, if CM Punk ever comes back, that's when he's going to remember that he was the longest champion of this era.
Yeah, and the time that he spilled John Cena's diet soda.
Exactly.
Oh, that diet soda.
That's awesome.
I was thinking about the other day. I forgot what brought it on. But
see, WWE, there's lots of drink mishaps. Most of them involve Kane, funnily enough. But
spilling coffee or having coffee spilled in his face?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley spilling coffee over Mr. McMahon. And then get suspended so she could do Survivor. It's hilarious.
Oh, that's right. Ashley. I forgot about her.
What else? We've had some others. Didn't Eddie Guerrero put like a whole garbage can into Kurt Angle's face or something?
Yeah, Kurt Angle drove a milk truck. That was a drink mishap if there ever was one.
He also spilled milk over the Undertaker's bike. That's something you don't do.
Yeah, he wrote about that in his book. He was quite proud of that moment.
What, the fact that he spilled milk over the Undertaker's bike?
Yeah, he's like, this belongs in my autobiography. This spilled milk on this man's bike.
Not just any man. A man that can legit kill you.
By the way, Kurt Angle's book and a ton of other books available.
It's awful, isn't it? The Kurt Angle book, by the way.
It's true. It's true.
Oof. I don't know why he wrote that time.
Yeah, it was only wrestling for 4 years?
The book came out 2001.
Oh, was it 2001?
Yeah.
He was wrestling for 2 years.
He just won the title.
They were on that book writing kick at that point, weren't they?
Yeah.
It's like, that's all.
Because The Rock released one in 2000. I'm like, you've only been champion 3 times. Calm down.
William Regal released one. Think about this. William Regal released a book, I think, in 2001.
Yeah, before he went to rehab, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it was after, because he came back.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And even at that point, he had so much to tell. Can you imagine if you wrote...
That's because, you know, he did stuff. Like, Edge released one in 2004. I'm like, you've done nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. His run didn't even start until, like, 2006, his important
exactly.
run.
The Hardys wrote one in 2003. All right. Granted, they had, like, TLC stuff to talk about and all that nonsense. But, like, Edge, come on now.
Yeah. But as a team, I feel the Hardys had peaked by 2003.
Exactly. So, that makes sense.
You know. But, yeah, the William Regal thing, I feel like if he did an updated version, he would have so much more to include.
Oh, I know, right? He could talk about NXT and his announcement gig.
A straight-up gangster tripping.
Exactly. I'm going for a JBL book. He's just going to give me random facts that are wrong most of the time.
The whole time. Yeah. Like, oh. And they're all, like, from before this century.
Exactly. He's going to talk about rugby when no one cares.
Oh, God. I hate when he does that. I don't know rugby.
Like, he talks about random sporting moments that happen in the UK that no one cares about except me. And even I don't care half the time.
When JBL releases his book that may allegedly be coming out, but probably not.
Really? Is he actually planning one?
No.
Oh.
But you
I'm still waiting for the AJ one.
Oh, that's right. Or Daniel Bryan's book that's coming out next year.
Yeah. I won the title and then I got injured. That's what it's called.
The End.
Yeah.
Yes.
The book's going to be called Yes or something.
Yeah, it's called Yes 3 times.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Very dumb. Anyway, if you want to buy that book or any other books that we're talking about, you can head on over to thingsdesez.net and buy them using our super secret special. Well, not so secret,
it's
I guess.
It's not a secret, is it really?
Not a secret. Everybody's talking about it for us. Everybody's buying stuff from our own Amazon link.
Hashtag Amazon link.
That's right. And what are they doing? They're going up to thingsdesez.net, clicking on the Amazon.com link, and they're being taken to the same Amazon.com that they know and love.
That they loathe? I was going to say what?
I loathe Amazon.
I loathe Amazon.
I'm going to buy from you anyway. But you can buy all the things that you were going to buy anyway, except every purchase you make helps us out a little bit, and we can pay for... hosting
me going
costs.
To, me going to developmental.
I can finance Fry's new contract that he's asking for.
Yep.
We still need to talk about that, by the way. We need to fix that up. And all sorts of other things that are involved in hosting a podcast and running a website.
Exactly. So go and buy the Be the Man book.
Yeah. The Vince Russo book. All two of them. And
go buy Positively Page.
Oh. And according to Russo, he's putting out another book.
Why?
Called... Total Nonstop Agony.
Just call it total nonstop bullshit. Honestly. Yes.
Horrible. Although a sick part of me really wants to read it, so maybe Steve and I will do a show about it.
Yeah, good, because you know I'm not having any part of that.
Oh,
I'll have a coronary.
I feel like I couldn't get through half of it. If I couldn't get through Eric Bischoff's book, I don't know, man.
I want Vince McMahon to write a book. I'd read that.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I want him to do a shoot with Smart Mark Video.
Yeah. No, damn it. Your questions are wrong. Damn it.
Or just have Renee Young host it.
Oh, I'd watch anything with Renee Young on it, though.
Renee Young is great. I hope she gets on Raw announcing soon. She could replace JBL.
What, with random facts?
Yes. She's doing that already on NXT. And people are tweeting her, and they're like, you're wrong, Renee. And she's like... She's like, yeah.
I'm learning. Well, JBL is your general manager. You're going to make mistakes, you know.
That's right. He's telling you random facts. Can you imagine having a meeting with JBL and he's just randomly like, you know, I bought this chair from Abraham Lincoln in 1832.
And he was playing rugby at the time and they won like 45-6. Who cares?
And then they had a boxing match.
Yeah, like he mentions random boxing matches that not even big ones. Like, no, he doesn't mention Ali Liston or Ali Frazier or nothing. Just random ones.
And they're not even appropriate to what's happening. He tries so hard to make them relevant, but he's like, "What? Okay, we get it. You read Wikipedia.
Okay,
cool.
You read Twitter every day. You go on Reddit.
Yeah, exactly. You read the front page of Reddit. Oh man. Anyway,
JBL.
It was It was a big week in wrestling for us.
Particularly
on happening. Thursday. Hey, you're getting the network.
I am. It's about time, isn't it? But I'm still a little bit miffed.
Why are you miffed?
Because everyone else is getting it this month. I had to wait till... Oh, goody. I don't get it. I get it during Hell in a Cell. Everybody else gets it for SummerSlam. Oh, no.
Yeah.
What rubbish.
Yeah, they're getting it August 12th. The the big news, the good news is Canada and the Rogers cable system, they've actually made a deal with WWE so that the WWE Network live stream is actually a paid channel.
That's awesome.
On their system. So if
that's
you wanted
actually
to,
pretty cool.
Yeah, so you could pay the $10 a month and you can watch WWE Network on your TV.
I think Sky should do that.
You should have a word with them. You should be like,
should.
Hey, Sky. Now, see here.
Just add it to their Sky Sports package. It would work.
Yeah, it could work.
Look, they have, if they have Sky F1, why not Sky WWE?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not like they have to pay for any content. WWE is producing it all.
Yeah, WWE is producing it, and they have a deal with Sky anyway.
They just have to give them the feed.
Exactly.
That'd be cool.
Oh, well,
I
who cares? I can watch
I
on my laptop.
That's how, yeah, I wish that's how things had worked out in the U.S. That would have been great. Instead of
I know.
Having a
well, we,
buy
didn't the WWE On Demand when they had that 24/7 thing, wasn't that on certain cable systems?
Yeah, it was on certain cable systems, but it wasn't a live channel that aired 24/7.
Well, how are they
going
to do the, like, people that get the pay the extra 10 months, are they going to be able to get the on-demand stuff as well? Like the pay-per-views? And the...
I'm not positive about that. Like, with HBO, if you have HBO, you can watch their shows on demand now. So I'm sure WWE Network will have something similar.
Yeah, so you can watch all the ECW, if you really want to watch ECW from 2000.
Oh, where everyone had already left.
Yeah, if you really want to watch Bash at the Beach 2000.
Oh,
or Greed, or as Dez did in this when he first got it, Greed 2001.
You could go along with us and watch Bash at the Beach 2000 and listen to Throwback Vibes at the same time.
Same time. Yeah, exactly.
It's good times, man.
So, the breaking even, though, no?
They will be now. The network number, I think at the end of June, came in as 690,000.
That's still not bad. I don't know. They wanted the million, but I'm like, 690,000 isn't bad.
Well, the problem is they have spent so much overhead that that number is nowhere near breaking even for them.
Well, no.
So what they've done now, and I hate to say it because so many people are losing jobs and it's you know, it's bad that you're losing jobs, but they set such an unrealistic expectation like, oh, we're going to have 1 million people just in the United States and then we're going to go to the rest of the world and we're going to have 2 million. It's going to be great. But that didn't happen.
No.
So now what they've done is they're doing cost cutting that equals up to $10 million this year and $30 million next year. So that means they're going to get rid of a lot of people. They're going to cut out a lot of divisions. They're getting rid of the magazine.
You know what? That's a bit outdated anyway. I think it's a bit antiquated.
No one buys magazines anymore.
And if they do buy magazines, so it's interactive ones that you can get on your iPad and all of that nonsense.
Yeah. I go to like the grocery store, and I'm surprised how many places have WWE magazine.
Oh, it's a surprise. I mean, I used to read WWE magazine when I was a youngster. Not now though.
Yeah, they're still out there, man. And it's like you don't hear of too many magazines still being around. WWE hung on to that for a long time.
It was quite cheap though. It wasn't like really expensive, like a pound in the UK for the WWE magazine.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. We got a lot of good magazines going out. Power Slam's going away.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah, it's a bummer, man. But yeah, they're getting rid of the magazine, trying to cut them costs.
Well, as I said, as long as they don't get rid of, as long as they don't start getting rid of performers that we kind of like, then we're fine. But I think they're gonna start releasing a lot of talent eventually.
Yeah, I feel like the
some of the mid carders might be lower mid card. I'm not talking about those established mid carders like Kofi and them. They'll be fine. It's the lower mid card. He needs to watch his back.
Yeah, or the Darren Youngs, or the Damian Sandows.
Well, I think Sandow will survive because he's Sandow. But
don't get rid of Sandow. I love Sandow.
I don't think they'll get rid of Sandow. To be honest, there's still something there. You just got to find something for him to work with. I think that intelligent gimmick is overrated now. It's done. It's finished.
Yeah,
they just need to find something else for him.
Titus O'Neil's. I feel like Tyson Kidd would have been on the chopping block until he started kicking ass in NXT.
In NXT, exactly. And it's a good way for youngsters to learn from people like Tyson Kidd, so I don't think they'll get rid of him.
And his new cat.
Some of the divas might go, I'm hoping.
JoJo? She's still employed, apparently.
Really?
I think so.
Oh. What's her name?
Because she was singing at a show recently.
Oh, okay. What's her name? The Funkadactyl that's not talented.
Cameron?
Yes, her.
No, she's going to stay because they're going to do another season of Total Divas, and she's, like, the star of that show.
Oh, jeez. Lord help me. Yeah.
Speaking of Total Divas.
Oh, no.
I felt like I was watching Total Divas on Raw. Holy Christ.
We are getting to the biggest event of the summer. It's like the second biggest pay-per-view of the year. Everyone loves the Royal Rumble. I know everyone loves the Royal Rumble. I get it. It's fine. It's one of my favorite pay-per-views too. But it's WrestleMania, then SummerSlam. That's the second biggest pay-per-view of the year. And they close Raw with 3 weeks to go with this? Come on now.
Yes. I don't understand what the deal is with this story.
Like, the Triple H can't approve this. Really, can he?
This is a mid-card match at best.
I mean, what the hell is Triple H thinking? He's got Damien, he's got, not Damien Sandow. He's got the Shield guys, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins just ready to blow.
Yeah.
You got Roman Reigns and Randy Orton who are ready to kill each other.
You got John Cena and Brock motherfucking Lesnar.
Exactly. You're paying Brock Lesnar millions of dollars and you're not going to put him in the final segment? Really? Really?
It's pretty awful. Pretty awful.
Did Triple H get in trouble last week? I can't remember for getting to the jail at 1 a.m.
Strangely enough, he didn't get in trouble.
Oh.
He was called out on it by Chris Jericho. By the way, I'm pretty sure the Attitude Era is back.
Why? What makes you say that?
After that segment.
Did he call? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I love Chris Jericho, by the way.
A lot of slapping last week on Raw.
Indeed, there was. Too much slapping, I think.
Although I will say, as much as I don't like the idea of Stephanie and Brie Bella closing Raw, that brawl that they had and the separation with like all the geeks coming out and saving them, that was awesome.
You think Daniel Bryan will play a part in this somewhere down the road?
I kind of hope not, because he's going to be
He's going to be on Raw this week.
He's going to be remembered as the geek who saved his wife.
Yeah, he's going to be in Brie. It's going to be Triple H in one corner and Daniel Bryan in the other corner. Oh, Jesus.
That'd be terrible. Don't give him ideas.
Oh, they'll do it. Of course they'll do it.
He'll become Bree's manager.
Is he yelling from the sideline? Just yes? All you hear is yes?
Yeah, that's
yes, Bree, yes!
He's just a manager now.
Oh, jeez.
That's not going to be included in his book, though. He's embarrassed of that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I want to know about other stuff. I want to know about Ring of Honor. I want to know about not him feuding with Kane.
In an epic... almost buried alive match that never happened. Almost
that never happened. That got hyped so much.
Yeah, man, they're gonna do it.
But you're right. It's gonna be a mid card. I hope it opens actually.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna put Stephanie McMahon in the opener though.
Triple H did the opener at WrestleMania.
That's true, but that was WrestleMania, and that match had a story. Like it had to be in the opener.
Well, that's true.
Because it was setting up the main event.
But you wanted it to be in the middle, so.
Yeah, I thought it should have been right before it, but then the way they did it made more sense.
Yeah.
They did it fine. I still think my idea would have been better, though.
Yeah, but you were wrong, so.
How dare you? I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Bad. Yeah.
There's a kayfabe news article that Bad News Barrett has bad news for TNA.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, if Vince buys TNA, can we have that as a segment?
It's Bad News Barrett that buys TNA.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm injured, so I bought TNA.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Dixie Carter now works for me.
Oh, imagine having Bad News Barrett as your boss.
That'd be awesome. Oh, can you imagine the firings?
He calls you into his
office. I'm afraid I've got some bad news. You are now redundant.
I'm telling you, he should be a general manager of one of the companies.
He should.
One of the shows.
Put him on SmackDown. It'll give me a reason to watch SmackDown.
Yeah. Or put him on Main Event.
No, that's only an hour.
What you can watch now that you will have the WWE.
No, but I'm getting the Main Event DVD.
Oh, God, they're making a DVD?
Yes. What is it going to be, just the first episode because John Cena and Randy Orton were on it?
God, nobody watches that show.
Yeah. Let's talk about something awesome. Let's talk about Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
Let's talk about this, man. Actually, they really did nothing in the way of feud advancement this week, did they?
They don't really need to, though, do they?
Ambrose wasn't there. He was doing some sort of special appearance.
Yeah, it's publicity.
Yeah, but it's interesting that they didn't need to do anything because this feud is ready to explode.
It's just ready. They don't really need to. Exactly. I'm actually enjoying the Randy Orton, Roman Reigns dynamic as well. It's going to give Roman Reigns a little bit more. We're going to see if he can really do it for about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm afraid, to be honest.
I am too. Because I don't want him to be like the other typical big men.
Yeah. I pointed it out though on Twitter. They've gone two straight weeks and they've had two awesome beatdowns.
Yes.
I hope the streak continues tonight.
You need, and I think you need these beatdowns to elevate this. I mean, people were expecting the whole Roman Reigns Triple H feud, but I think if they do it well with Randy Orton, could make him a star.
Yeah, and it could be it's a potential WrestleMania thing with Reigns and Triple H.
Exactly. So if he can get through this Randy Orton test, it's Triple H or WrestleMania potentially.
And by the way, Randy Orton was fucking awesome.
Wasn't he?
He was so good. I was like, yes.
This is the Randy Orton we wanted.
You don't steal from him, Faraz.
No. You don't steal from Randy Orton.
I don't want him to ever find out that I pirated his DVD. He'd freaking kill me. You don't steal from me.
You don't want to. You don't want him to know that you didn't buy his DVD that I sent.
Yeah. You stole his theme music on. You just downloaded it from YouTube with
YouTube.
You don't steal from Rev Theory. Terrible.
I stole his action figure. You don't steal me.
Literally, you don't steal me. He gets kidnapped. You don't steal me.
I wonder if he'll forget that he got kidnapped like 2 years down the line.
Oh, he will. He'll just show up with a face tattoo.
Yeah, randomly.
I hope they bring Samoa Joe in and they do the same storyline again.
Someone kidnaps him and he just forgets.
He gets kidnapped by Undertaker.
He just forgets. But that's the thing with Randy Orton. When Randy Orton's very good and they allow him to be a heel, like a proper heel instead of a whiny bitch, he's very good.
Yeah, I've grown tired of whiny bitch Randy Orton. And they've also created a new character called Whiny Bitch Kane.
I don't know, since when did Kane become a whiny bitch?
I don't know.
What happened here? remember when Kane first came in? Like, he was just killing people?
He went like, from
psychopathic. If you got him mad, he'd just tombstone you?
Yeah, he'd just look at you and you would explode into a shower of fear and shame.
Yeah,
he
just kind of melt before his very eyes. Now
he's just he's a whiny bitch.
What happened here? Remember when Kane put Undertaker in a vegetative state?
Yeah, and we didn't know about it for like 2 months?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want that Kane, not this one.
The big red whiny bitch.
The big red retard. See, I think Kane's career is winding down anyway. We know this already.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be Cino Evil. It's okay. Everyone's going to watch Cino Evil 2, and they're going to forget about all of these things that Kane has done and just think he's cool again.
Yeah, all these things that Kane has... Yeah, exactly. Forget all Team Hell No, all the comedy stuff he's done.
No, it'll just be Evil Kane again.
When did Kane actually become a comedy character? Like, when did that happen? When did we evolve?
That's a good question. It's happened.
Like, who
a
made
lot.
That choice? He's... Like, okay, Kane is now going to be funny. And Kane has always been funny, but in a sadistic way.
Yeah. Like when he set JR on fire, it's like, that was so ridiculous.
Yeah. And
he set a guy on fire.
Yeah, exactly. And when he impregnated Lita. Yeah. Like, yeah. The hell?
Yes. Because everything is hilarious about a miscarriage. For
exactly. That was Snitsky's fault.
That was Snitsky's fault. By the way, there was another kayfabe news article about how Snitsky wanted to point out that the network numbers being low was not his fault.
Exactly. What if he dyed his teeth back white again?
I don't know. But it wasn't his fault. It was the dentist.
Kane feuding with Heidenreich.
Oh, did that happen?
Well, Undertaker did it, but then I think Kane had a match with him too.
Okay, yeah, I remember the Undertaker-Heidenreich feud. That was the first pay-per-view I ever watched, where JBL versus Undertaker, and then in a last ride match, and then that damn Heidenreich came out, and he stole the hearse, and I was like, no, who is this guy?
Yeah, because that match was basically Undertaker killing JBL for 15, 20 minutes.
It was awesome. I enjoyed that match. I probably wouldn't be a wrestling fan if it weren't for that pay-per-view.
The one you watched before was awful, wasn't it? It wasn't a pay-per-view. You just watched Undertaker doing something and you were thinking, huh?
Yeah, it was on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like, what? This UPN channel really needs to rethink what they air on Thursday nights.
Now, speaking of SmackDown, where John Cena originally started.
Oh, my God. Go on.
What the hell are they doing here?
On the SmackDown?
Yeah.
What's happening on SmackDown?
Well, no, I'm just saying, where are they going with this? Like, Paul Heyman can talk all he wants, but if they're not gonna hype it as much as they have been, then... This match isn't going to go anywhere. I just hope they close the show with something tonight. We're 2 weeks away. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't think Paul Heyman's going to be there tonight.
Oh, jeez.
Because he's doing the MMA hour.
Oh, the DVD's
hour,
isn't it?
Yeah. And he's doing the MMA hour with Ariel Helwani. Probably happening as we speak. And that's in New York. And Ross in Austin. So unless
I'm sure he can get there.
So if they put his ass on a Learjet and send him Quigley, I guess. Maybe he can show up on time.
Well, it depends what kind of segment. Well, it depends what segment they put him in. Also, I mean, if he's in like the last couple of segments and he's fine,
I hope they give him like an hour
opening
promo
with him. Then you're in trouble.
Just give him an hour promo.
I just sit there and listen to him.
Oh, this would be so good.
The promo he did 2 weeks ago was one of the best things I think I've ever heard.
Oh my god, fire! A fucking.
I don't think we talked about it because we were doing other things. We were kind of busy last week.
Yeah. Oh, that promo. Oh my god. Good. Wow. It melted my organs. It was like. I wanted to see Brock Lesnar and John Cena already because it's Brock Lesnar, but God,
you
want to
see Brock Lesnar versus anybody?
I would have paid so much money just for that match, and I was so mad again that I'm not going to SummerSlam. Furious.
Now, because you missed two awesome matches last year, and I did tell you, but you didn't listen to me.
Yeah, I just can't afford it.
And again, I did tell you that you will see an awesome match this year, but again, you didn't listen.
Yeah, but I'm going to PWG.
See, I want to talk about that.
It's gonna be great.
Now, I'm still a bit annoyed at Brock Lesnar. I haven't quite forgiven him just yet.
For
breaking the streak.
It wasn't his fault. It was Paul Heyman. He won't shut up about it.
Yeah, but I haven't quite forgiven him for doing it yet. I mean,
well, eat, sleep, conquer. Repeat.
Yeah. Now, unless he wins the title, of course. Now, if they do the same match they had at Extreme Rules a couple of years back, I'm going to kill someone.
And John Cena brought that up in very heelish fashion. I thought it was awesome. He's like, I'm going to beat you just like I did in 2012. People are like, what? Oh, yeah.
You did beat me in 2012. Yeah, but then Paul Heyman should have said, well, Brock Lesnar beat you in 2003.
Yeah, bitch. Although I got to bring it up again because I always do when this happens, but Serious John Cena
is very good.
Awesome. Ah, I love Serious John Cena.
Jokey John Cena can piss off.
Oh, he can piss off. But you had the serious, no comedy on Monday from Cena. He was kind of afraid, but determined.
A little bit on, but he was on point.
Yeah.
I think that was the problem with the Rock feud. Like, Cena, Rock was taking it a little bit seriously. Like, he did all his catchphrases, and that's fine. He does the humor, because that's what the Rock does.
But he gets serious.
John Cena was just doing comedy. There was no serious. The only time he was serious is when they had that little round table with Bret Hart and all them were there.
And that was awesome.
Yes, that was very good.
Yeah. I think the overlying criticism was that he was joking around the whole time.
When The Rock was actually trying to sell the match, that was why The Rock CM Punk feud originally, not the second match, the first one was so good.
Yeah, because CM Punk is great at being a serious promo. Rock was a serious promo.
But had a little bit of humor in it. Yeah. That's what he does. Everything The Rock does has a point. Like, but John Cena is always, they've always tried to make him do this comedy thing, and it just hasn't worked.
It's very terrible. It's bad, man. Yeah. But that was Raw. A good show. Oh, John Cena also tore the house down with Antonio Cesaro.
Oh.
That was so good.
Who is now one of the guys? He's an authority guy.
Yeah, he's apparently an authority guy now.
What happened to the face turn?
I guess they're not doing it because he just abandoned Paul Heyman.
Just abandoned Paul Heyman.
I thought he was just going to like turn babyface on Paul Heyman and then go on his way, but they didn't do that.
But then, do they really need another authority guy? You got three? Four?
Oh.
Well, I guess Bad News Barrow got injured because he was the authority hitman.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
And then you got this thing between Bray Wyatt and Chris Jericho, which I still don't get, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
I still don't get it.
What a way to piss off the internet, though. Bray Wyatt interrupt Seth Rollins' Chris Jericho match.
Exactly. That's the one way just to irritate everybody.
Oh, that was awesome. But they know they did that on purpose.
Of course they did. Triple H knows. He does things deliberately now, I think, to annoy Twitter.
Yeah, it's great. I love watching for those things now. He hates the internet. I read that he just hates Twitter. He hates it.
He doesn't mind interacting when people ask him, like, can you give me a shout-out? That's fine. When people start critiquing, he's like, all right, I'm going to deliberately piss you off tonight.
I hate you, internet.
My mission tonight is just to annoy you. And he actually referenced it a couple of weeks ago on Raw. He's like, well, I'm so mad. I'm going to tell my friend Mark and we're going to stop watching.
Yeah, he called them Marks.
Yeah.
Oh, he should have done the nerd voice.
Dude,
I'm so mad. Imagine the nerd voice combined with Triple H's man voice.
Man voice.
Oh, dude. This is the worst thing in this business.
Oh, man.
Now, when is Vince coming back? I'm still saying Vince is back soon. He's got to be back soon.
We've been saying that for years. It doesn't seem like he's ever coming back at this point.
Like, they got to end this authority storyline soon.
No, this is just the next 30 years of WWE.
It's just Triple H and Stephanie.
That's just the new status quo.
Eventually, they'll have a feud, they'll threaten divorce, and they'll just get back together again. Like, no one else mad. Remember they got divorced back in 2002? Yeah. Like, no one ever references that.
Yeah, we're still together.
Yeah, but the fact that we got divorced, you know, in storyline. Yeah, exactly. Like, what happened here?
Man. Yeah, for the next 30 years, they're just going to be the decision makers.
They're just going to sit there, even in a wheelchair. Triple H is going to, like, he won't be able to walk. His quads are going to be so messed up. He's just going to sit there at the top of the ramp just making decisions.
This wheelchair is power for us.
I could have a better match with this wheelchair.
Yeah.
He's going to have a wheelchair match.
Oh, I'd pay for that.
A wheelchair match.
Buff Bagwell can be the referee.
He's going to have a wheelchair match with Shawn Michaels.
And Shawn will still make it awesome.
Of course he will. He'll start doing like tricks and wheelies and all kinds of stuff.
I miss Shawn Michaels so much.
The complaint was that he was on TV too much when he first retired. Like, they kept bringing him back for every, like, little thing.
Yeah.
He hasn't really been back this year, has he? He hasn't done much.
It makes me sad.
Yeah, I miss Shawn Michaels. I want Shawn Michaels on my TV.
Yeah.
I want him to sell things.
Shawn Michaels, he was good. He was
Shawn Michaels, he was good.
Yeah, he was good. Like Daniel Bryan, he was pretty good.
Yeah, just good. I miss Shawn Michaels. Now, have you seen the Paul Heyman DVD yet?
I have not. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. I'm looking forward to watching this DVD, which I'm not looking forward to as much with the Sting DVD. Anyway.
I've heard a lot of good things about the Heyman DVD. We can review it soon.
Yes.
But I'm very excited for it.
I'm also looking forward to the Brothers of Destruction DVD. Oh, no.
Nobody's looking forward to that.
It's a single disc set, so it's not like a three disc. They're releasing a Cena DVD, a new one, The Rivalries. Like, how many decent rivalries has he had?
They should just do a DVD all about the match he had with CM Punk on Raw.
There you go.
That would rule. That was a great match.
Or Cena's This Is Awesome matches. Let's call it Cena's This Is Awesome.
I would put the Punk match, the Cesaro match.
The Michaels match.
The Michaels match and the Rollins match from SmackDown a few months ago.
Yeah. The Michaels, I don't know which Michaels match you put on there because both of them were good. The WrestleMania one was good and the Hour one was good.
Oh, yeah, just put them both on there. Who cares? Put them both.
Put them both on there?
Yeah.
That's it, really.
What, and the Punk one from Chicago.
There's two CM Punk matches you got to put on there.
Yeah, the Chicago.
You got to put the Money in the Bank one and the Raw one.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, and you can put the Triple H one from WrestleMania 22 if you wanted to.
But not the Brock Lesnar one.
No, not that one.
God damn it.
Oh, no, you got to put the Daniel Bryan one in there.
No, from SummerSlam, that's right.
Yeah.
They tore it up, man.
Until Triple H. And then that heel, that heel Triple H. That mean man.
That toffee nose, whatever. I forgot the...
You forgot the line?
Yeah. What terrible...
We are. Now, what's happening with the Nashville company? Is there any more developments?
All that's known right now is that Spike TV hasn't agreed to renew them and doesn't look like they're going to. So either TNA finds a new channel that wants wrestling...
Or they can go on the WWE Network.
Exactly. This is the thing. It's like WWE was looking for a new TV home. And WWE is the most well-known wrestling company in the world. And there are a lot of networks that could afford them that didn't even bid on them. Like, they didn't even show interest. So the fact that TNA, a distant number two, is looking for a home, I don't have my hopes up.
Well, WWE will never go back to cable, like did it with TNA. Was it TNN?
Yes, TNN, then Spike.
Then Spike. I don't think they'll do that ever again. I don't think they enjoyed that experience.
TNA, formerly known, TNN, formerly known as the Nashville Network.
Yeah, the Nashville Network.
Funny how that works.
Indeed. Now, WWE came back to the USA for whatever it was, and they got their deal. They got what they wanted. So, somewhat. TNN are not going to get half of what they're getting now.
Yeah, but they're not getting much from Spike. I mean, they're not like, it's not like they're getting a fortune from them. They're just getting what it takes to keep them alive.
You know what we should do? We should them a TV. They can be on our website.
Yeah,
but we'll have creative control.
I just want Mike Tenay. He can be on the pod. He could do Throwback Vibes with us.
Yeah, he just sit there doing Throwback Vibes. Exactly.
He could just no sell all of our jokes.
Yep. We'll have Jeff Hardy doing the music.
I would be okay with that.
MVP doing a rap every now and again. See, I'm disappointed. I shouldn't be, but I am disappointed. MVP sold out for me.
Why?
He went to TNA. He sold out. He could have been one of us. A cool indie guy.
Cool. Yeah. Just work in Japan forever.
just work in Japan and come back and make the old WWE appearance if you wanted to. Nope. He sold out. He went there.
And kudos to MVP because he's hurt legit and he's still wrestling.
Yeah, that's kind of dangerous though. That worries me.
Yeah. It's like, man.
Now let's talk about PWG, Des.
Ah, let's do this. Yes.
Now, what's the lineup?
Well, I have no idea.
Oh.
But I can tell you that AJ Styles is going to be there.
Oh.
Trent Beretta. Actually, he's not going to be there because he got hurt.
That's not really that big of a deal. Okay, keep going.
Trent Beretta is awesome, though.
Yeah.
The gentleman, the Kentucky gentleman, Chuck Taylor.
Ah.
Not to be confused with the new gentleman, Jervis Cottonbelly from Chicago.
Yeah, don't get them confused.
He's my new favorite now. He's an English gentleman. He's very nice to people.
Yeah, he's like the lawyer. The lawyers that are on this website.
He is. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah.
He says when skies are gray and the chips are down, just remember that Jervis Cottonbelly loves you.
Exactly. Him and Bo Dallas should have a feud.
He has a shirt that just says somebody's gonna get their hand held. That guy's awesome.
I want that T-shirt actually.
Who else is on this?
Isn't Zack Sabre Jr. in this one?
Yes. It's the Battle of Los Angeles. It's happening on August 29th, 30th, and 31st. And yes, Zack Sabre Jr. is coming to the
U.S. making his PWG debut.
Also, Ricochet's on there. Oh, it's going to be so good.
Can we have Zack Sabre Jr. versus Ricochet?
It's going to rule life. I want Zack Sabre Jr. versus Michael Elgin at some point.
So they can kick each other.
Oh, they would murder each other.
They kill each other. Zack Sabre Jr. versus AJ?
I would pay so much money for these things, and I did.
There you are.
So
I'm looking forward to the Divd.
Yeah.
DVD.
The Divd is going to be great.
Indeed it is.
Oh, man.
Isn't this what Matt Stryker does?
No, he does CWF Hollywood.
Oh, CWF Hollywood, sorry. Yeah.
Which is much stupider. and not worth your time.
No, don't go. They're not nice people. They might be, but for this purpose, they're not.
They're not like CZW. They're very nice people.
We're just very nice people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like that kind of thing, then by all means, but we don't.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Of course. Yeah. Quite. Indeed. By the way, I didn't point this out before because I've been behind on my Chikara, but RIP Estonian Thunderfrog.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
He too was murdered, just like poor Kobold was, by the evil Deucalion.
Now, I have a beef with somebody in Chikara.
Uh-oh.
Stole my gimmick.
Yeah. You have a problem with Jervis Cottonbelly, don't you?
I do.
He's a gentleman. He didn't do it on purpose.
He still stole my gimmick.
We need to get him on the show. We need to have a gentlemanly debate.
Debate. Do you want to explain to people what I'm talking about?
Jervis Cottonbelly is, in fact, I feel like he's pretty much exactly the lawyer character we do on Culture My Pop.
Only nice.
Yeah, say he's a babyface. He had the most entertaining goddamn match I've ever seen against Chuck Taylor. It was so, so great. Chuck Taylor was mean and a bully. Jervis just, like, wanted to have a gentlemanly competition.
A joust?
Yes, he wanted to have a duel of sorts.
Yes.
And in fact, Chuck Taylor was just so mean that they just broke down for us. It became a hilarious fight.
But I want to talk to this man and have words.
Yes.
We need to discuss legal matters with this gentleman.
Indubitably.
Yes. Just dismiss Clears it.
Yes. A dismissive nose clear.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. I'm going to add that to my arsenal. Now I want to do the British voice.
Say your nose.
Indeed. Yes.
Yes. You got to have your nose in the air like you're looking down upon these vermin. Yes.
I have the nose that's nose, I do.
Yes. It doesn't help if you have asthma, though.
No. How's the weather over there? And you're in Orlando right now. Is it, like, humid and muggy and gross?
Yeah, it is. It's very.
It's never like that here. And this week, it decided to get super muggy and gross. Text message. And it's hell on my lungs.
Hell on your, yes. It's hell on my lung. Oh, sorry.
Hell on my lung. That's the next Rev Theory single.
Yeah, exactly. Randy Orton's going to come out to that one, too.
I have asthma in my lungs. Humidity, it hurts my chest. Asthma attack. Yeah.
Right, should we go?
Where's my inhaler?
that's going to be his move, the finishing move, the inhaler.
Oh, that was Joey Ryan's gimmick in Wrestling Society X, remember?
Yes, it was. Oh, Jesus. Yes,
that
it was.
70s team?
Oh.
Oh, man. Because of asbestos for us. At asbestos.
It's bad.
All right, we're going to wrap things up. Remember, I'm on Twitter at DesDelgadillo. Faraz is at The Wisp. And Steve, should you want to contact him, his call is very important to you. And he will get to you as soon as
eventually.
Yeah, eventually. He's at Monkey Pusher 69.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. Subscribe. Leave us a review. Amazon.com. Like we said, go to thingsdesdes.net and click the link. And everything you buy from then on out goes towards helping us out a little bit. Now, Faraz is on Orlando. Faraz, you have a great time.
I will. I've got a seminar with the young upstarts.
Yeah, these newbies, these greenhorns.
I'm going to teach them how to push buttons and how to turn down their interfaces and whatnot.
Yes, that's an important thing, is the interface turn down course.
Feature, yes.
Yes, it's a three-week course, but it's very important.
You pay a premium price for it.
But you learn how to turn down your interface like a pro.
Exactly, without making any noise. People that turn down their interface and make like so much noise.
Well, accidentally bumping your microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. So we're going to wrap things up. We will talk to you on Saturday for Culture My Pop. You better listen to that. And if you don't.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah.
He asked you nicely.
I asked you nicely. That's right. Who do we have on Saturday? I don't know. We have someone. Anyway, listen. If not, Fraz has got two words for you.
Peace off.